Parshas Shmini relates the procedures involved in the consecration of the Mishkan, the tabernacle and sanctuary of the Jewish people in the desert, and the induction or consecration of the Kohanim, the priests, who were to conduct the services there. The Parsha thus begins, "And it came to pass by Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel." And then follow the instructions Moses gave with regards to that consecration and induction. That day, the Yom HaShemini, was a very special day. It was on the first day of the week, on the first day of the month of Nisan, following the exodus from Egypt. Being a Sunday, it recalls the first day of creation, the birth of the world. Being the first day of Nisan, it also marks the historical event of the birth of Israel, which occurred with the exodus in Nisan, and by virtue of which Nisan is designated the head of the month, the first of the months of the year. But that day of consecration became no less significant for events happening then and there. It was the first day of the priestly service of the Kohanim, the first day on which communal sacrifices were offered, the first time that the Shekhinah dwelt in the midst of all Israelites, the first time that the priestly blessing was bestowed upon Israel, and so forth. That first day of Nisan is regarded as the most joyous day ever since the time of creation. On that day was realized the purpose of the creation of this world, that the Holy One, blessed be He, desired to have an abode in the lower worlds. But this very fact raises a serious question. If there were so many firsts on that day, it should be designated as the first. The Parsha should begin, "And it came to pass on the first day." Yet it is called the eighth day, as if it is merely part of an ongoing process. In the plain sense of Scripture, it is called the eighth day because it was indeed part of an ongoing process. It was preceded by the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of preparation and consecration discussed in the preceding Parsha. It followed on and completed those days. Nonetheless, the question remains. Preparation is one thing, while actual realization is something different. The former is merely a means towards an end, while realization is the very end itself. If, therefore, we have a special name for those days of preparation, Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of preparation, then how much more so should we have a special, separate name for that glorious day when the sanctuary was finally erected and consecrated for actual use? The fact that the Torah still refers to this day as the eighth day can be taken as a profound lesson. It is part of human psychology that we are obsessed with results. We worry about achievements. We are concerned about gaining our goals. Our goals themselves are calculated and described in measurable terms, concrete measurements of how much, how far, or how big. We think in terms of time, space, numbers, without asking ourselves the basic questions of how, or why, or what for. The obsession with concrete goals goes so far that oftentimes it will trample upon anything standing in the way. We may not care about the means used to achieve them, whether they are legitimate or not. Achievement is the only thing that matters. Our Parsha thus teaches us that this most glorious day ever since creation, this day which ushered in a new era in history, this day which achieved the realization of the original divine intent, it is referred to merely as the eighth day. It is, as it were, merely part or the result of an ongoing process and development. In a very real sense, That process, the 7 days of preparation, is even more important than the result itself. For no less important than the obligation of a mitzvah itself is how we set about doing it. Hachono, preparation. Kavono, the intent, the underlying thoughts and devotion that precede the actual deed, may in some way be even more important than the deed itself. For where there is proper preparation, the deed will and must follow of itself and will be performed in ideal fashion. Not just some motions by our mouth, hands, or other organs, but something growing from within, from mind, heart, and soul. Where that preparation is missing, the deed is a lifeless act, something we do by rote, mechanically, automatically, a body without a soul. There's a Talmudic expression. He who takes the trouble to prepare on the eve of Shabbat can and will eat on Shabbat. But he who fails to prepare, what shall he eat on Shabbat? This applies not only to the literal sense of preparing physical food. It applies no less to spiritual matters. Thus God says to us, "My children, present to me an opening no bigger than the eye of a needle, and I will widen it into openings through which wagons and carriages can pass." It is up to us to make ourselves fit and ready, to go through a process of the 7 days of preparation. The eighth day will then come of itself, commensurate to our preparations.